This is JIS News. Coming up, CARICOM members urged to work together, Portmore Heart Academy offering training in solar technology, and Senator Sandra Faulkner in New York for CSW 58. Details after the break. Stay with us.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. Productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. Secretary General of CARICOM, Ambassador Erwin LaRocque, has called on member states to work together. This, he says, must now be the central force that drives members to ignite growth in the different economies.
We must summon that spirit of community, that clear understanding that we are all in this together. We are all CARICOM. We must be proud of what we have created as a community and embrace that sense of being part of that community by identifying with it unreservedly.
Ambassador LaRocque was speaking at Monday's opening of the 25th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community CARICOM in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The meeting, which is expected to conclude today, is being attended by a Jamaican delegation led by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Persons can now receive training in solar technology and installation at the Hart College of Construction Services, HCCS, in Portmore, St. Catherine. The solar training program was launched earlier this month through a partnership between the Portmore Municipal Council and the German city of Hagen, which donated solar panels valued at approximately 60,000 euros to the college. The introduction of the program is timely as the government plans to significantly reduce its dependence on petroleum as an energy source by 2030. Minister of Water, Land Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says renewable sources will play a major role in these efforts going forward.
This solar energy project for the Portmore Heart is therefore in keeping with these targets, and it is my fervent hope that there will be many other projects like this to come on stream in the not too distant future.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the official handing over of the solar panels and the launch of the training program at the HCCS main auditorium recently. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner is now in New York for the 58th session of the Commission on the Status of Women, CSW 58. The session got underway Monday and is being held under the theme Challenges and Achievements in the Implementation of the Millennium Development Goals for Women and Girls. Minister Faulkner will deliver Jamaica's statement at the Commission, as well as participate in a number of other related activities, including three side events, which Jamaica has agreed to co-sponsor. CSW is the principal global policy-making body dedicated exclusively to gender equality and the advancement of women. Jamaica is currently the only CARICOM country that is a member of the 45-member commission. And close to 2,000 residents of the Canterbury land settlement in Montego Bay, St. James, could soon receive certificates of title for properties they currently occupy. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Marie Skye, says a decision has been taken to regularize persons occupying the area as part of the administration's policy directives in ensuring that citizens have access to titles. Dr. Skye says the ministry will be working with representatives of Canterbury to explore the possibilities for improved housing and other developments in the community. Canterbury was one of several communities in central St. James, which Dr. Skye recently visited, along with Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives and Member of Parliament, Lloyd B. Smith, and other ministry officials. Other areas visited include Railway and Barnet Lanes, Hart Street, North Gully, the Albion Mews Housing Development, and the Montego Bay Transport Center. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.